Now, we are privileged to hear from Mr. Jim Rohn. If you're unfamiliar with Jim, he was hailed as America's great business philosopher, having inspired millions of people all over the world in his too short career as one of the greatest teachers, mentors, and thought leaders of our time. I now proudly introduce Mr. Jim Rohn.
Let's talk about the three major parts to personal development. And I'm sure you've already guessed these three major parts to personal development. Number one is physical part. Part of success is physical. Some people don't do well because they don't feel well, right? One of the first things to go to work on with intensive effort, and that's your own good health, because a lot of things come from that. You know, the future possibilities could be greatly, 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 greatly diminished by being lazy in producing maximum health. If you'll take care of that as a support system, you can't believe what else is possible. You can't believe what the mind can think of. You can't believe your imagination and your faith and your ability to say, hey, I'll go to work and produce the muscle to do the deal. Why? I'm healthy. I'm vigorous. I'm vital. I'm not out of breath. But sometimes, you know, when all these ideas and stuff comes and, you know, you're too, a little bit too weak to even attempt, you say, oh, I'm not sure I can do that. The doubts sometimes are more physical than they are mental. You haven't got the vitality to believe it's possible. But if you've got the vitality and the strength and you've got the health to do it, I'm telling you, ideas seem to love to be invested in healthy people that have got the ability and the ambition to pull it off. They got the health to do it. They got the strength to do it. One thing I have to protect with a vengeance is my own good health. You couldn't have my schedule. People look at my schedule. In the month of March, 23 days around the world. And sometimes a city a day, you know, from Tokyo to Singapore and from Singapore to Thailand. And some people look at my schedule and say, impossible. And I say, yes, only except for me. I'm the only one that can do this kind of schedule. Everybody else is too young. I'm the only one who can do it. But I have to really work on my health. It's amazing. Sometimes I have to eat 4 times a day, 5 times a day to get enough fuel, enough food, right? To furnish the fuel for my calendar. Because a lot of times I'm flying all night, lecturing the next day when I arrive. It's incredible. And you can't do that worldwide kind of high intensity activity without being incredibly healthy. So the idea of being rich and the idea of covering the world and the idea of lecturing around the world, those are high and lofty ideals, but unless you have the health, I'm telling you, it can't be done. So why not start with the health and see if your own vitality would inspire you to more imagination? Because now when you imagine, you can pull it off. But if you can't pull it off, you know, why imagine? The imagination says, why to go to work and spin all of these goals and stuff when the body isn't ready to produce? So start with physical. It's very important. Now, here's some good ideas. There's scripture that says this, treat your body like a temple. Excellent phrase. Treat your body like a temple. A temple meaning something you'd take extremely good care of. Treat your body like a temple, not a woodshed. A temple. Here's why. The body and the mind work together. The body and the physical and the health is a support system for the mental that can dream, that can think, that can ponder, that can wonder, that can design, that can believe, that can have the spirit and all that's possible in terms of emotional content. But now, since the mind and the body work together, you got to take care of the body as a support system. One wise man said, sometimes the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. See, that's a sad combination, a willing spirit and a weak body. Sad. You wake up in the morning, right? The mind says, let's go get him. The body says, I can't even get out of bed. Someday you got to say, you know, body, that's the last time you tell me you can't get out of bed. I'll drive you to the health food store. I'll make you read every book that's ever been written on nutrition. I'll choke vitamins down you till you gag. I'll make you do push-ups till your tongue hangs out. This is the last time you tell me you can't support the dreams I've got going. I got to have a healthy body here. So have a talk with yourself and say, this is the last time I'm going to be out of breath. This is the last time I will lack the vitality to pull off my dreams. Because sure, the dream factory will shut down if you haven't got the vitality and the energy and the health to pull it off. So start taking care. Now here's the key to be conscious of self, but not self-conscious. You just got to take care of it. You don't have to be a fanatic. It doesn't take 8 hours a day pushing weights to have relative good health. Just do the simple stuff, the exercise and the nutrition and the health and this. Just do the stuff. Okay. I'm not saying, you know, being a bodybuilder isn't okay, but, you know, for normal pulling off with vitality, the dreams that you want, just a simple little plan will do. Now, also part of the physical is the outside as well as the inside. Interesting phrase written. It says, God looks on the inside, people look on the outside. So you got to take care of both. The inside for God and the outside for people. What's the old phrase? You never have a second chance to make a first impression. So the outside appearance is also valuable as well as inside vigor and vitality. Somebody says, well, people shouldn't judge you by your appearance. Let me give you a clue. They do. They do. You can't bypass that. Now, of course, when people get to know you, they'll judge you by more than just how you appear. But physical, outside, inside. Here's what's good advice. Make sure the outside is an excellent reflection of the inside. Take care of both. So first in personal development on these three parts is physical.